You're welcome back to the news at one. The Taoiseach and Garda Commissioner have been responding to last night's RTE Investigates programme, which focused on anti-immigration protests, in particular the ugly scenes at Coolock in Dublin. Viewers saw violence, intimidation and the use of racist language. Also on the programme, experts spoke of the inadequacy of the state's response, something our Southern editor Pascal Sheehy put to Taoiseach Micheál Martin.
I watched it last evening. I was uncomfortable with what I saw. I know the Gardaí have issued very strong statements accounting for what transpired over those few days, and overall about 200 Gardaí were involved. But this is a relatively new phenomenon in Ireland in terms of the degree to which people think they can take control of given environments, or indeed the degree to which they think they can take the law into their own hands. And I think, yes, there are certainly lessons to be learned, and we do need to reflect on whether our criminal justice system needs review in terms of combating the type of behaviour that we saw on RTE Investigates last evening.
In relation to the conclusions of the programme in relation to Coolock, that the Garda response there was inadequate, do you think that criticism is fair?
Well, I think the Garda have responded to that. I think there are certainly lessons to be learned from it. I mean, there was a period of time there when the workers in the facility had been ringing consistently. It looked very ominous. It looked very dangerous and threatening. The Garda did get there. I think we need to learn lessons from it. And I do think, you know, when you look at what happened in the United Kingdom, where there was a very rapid response to rioting there recently, where people were in before the courts within days and some jailed within a week, I think we could learn lessons from that, because I think the days in terms of what we might consider a traditional response are over. And I think we cannot accept people taking the law into their own hands in a predetermined way. Some of what went on, or what we saw last evening on the programme, is clearly something that's foreign to most people in Ireland. We don't believe in that type of behaviour. We never have. We believe in the rule of law. We believe in people being able to go about their daily duties. I mean, I was appalled at the intimidation aimed at RTE, and particularly Barry Kelly, throughout various episodes of the programme last night. Democracy depends on media being in a position to go about its business. There can be no tolerance for any interference with media, with public media, with broadcasters, be they local radio, national radio, television, or media. They should be allowed to go about their job unhindered. And threats and intimidation of Barry Kelly, of camera people and so on last evening, is a threat to our democracy, and let's be very clear about that. Mm-hmm.
But leaving aside the media aspect of it for a moment, people walking around in masks, carrying poles, hurling bricks, bottles, we saw petrol bombs there last night, and there didn't seem to be an effective Garda response to that. What lessons do we need to learn?
Well, to be fair, there have been quite a significant number of arrests arising out of that incident, and a report was presented to the policing authority in respect of that, and quite a number of people are still before the courts. So the people are not getting away with what they did.
And that was Micheál Martin speaking this morning to Pascal Sheehy in Cork. Well, meanwhile, the Garda Commissioner, Drew Harris, was in Templemore, where he spoke to reporters.
Well, last night's programme was the first time that I saw that footage as well. And so we'll be very anxious to obtain that footage for evidential purposes. As you know, 34 individuals have already been arrested, 26 before the courts in respect of alleged offences. And so there's a full investigative effort ongoing, and hopefully last night's footage will add to that. So beyond that then, in terms of the commentary, as has already been stated, Public Order Unit was on duty. It was stood down at 7 a.m. In hindsight, that was not the right decision. We have accepted that, and that's already been covered with the policing authority. But beyond that then, when calls for assistance did go out, they were responded to. Gardaí from across the city did respond and acted actually with great professionalism in keeping the situation calm until public order units arrived as well.
The Garda, that's disputed by footage in the programme where you can see people calling the Gardaí, ringing 999, and they say they're getting no response.
Well, they did get a response. Gardaí did respond to the calls that were made to them and did attend the scene. And Some of the footage is revealing in terms of at the start there was only three Gardaí, but and then their numbers were significantly added to. And you can see again in the footage that an inspector is on the ground and is in charge of the situation in terms of the personnel that he has there at that moment in time. But they were supplemented as soon as possible with public order support and a public order command.
Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds also asked Drew Harris if there would be prosecutions arising out of last night's programme.
Well, there can only be prosecutions in respect of alleged offences if we have the evidence. The evidence is contained within that footage. We've yet to receive that footage, but when we do, obviously then it'll be subject to investigation. We're some 8 weeks on from that incident, but also then when one looks at the immediate days following that, there was the fears of major disorder. All of that was successfully policed, and Garda Síochána and Garda Síochána members, particularly attached to Coolock, did defuse the situation and did de-escalate the situation as well.
The Garda Commissioner speaking to our correspondent Paul Reynolds in Temple Moor, and Paul joins us now. Paul, an interesting response there, I think, from Drew Harris.
Yeah, he admitted that there are lessons to be learned. He said the Gardaí were determined to bring offenders to justice. He said people could see the vitriol, the hatred and the abuse directed at the Gardaí and the security people when they're there to protect everyone and keep the peace. He seemed a bit perplexed. He actually said, "Where is all this going? It's taking us nowhere and it's terrible to see." But he defended the Gardaí also for not intervening in the particular case when the reporter on the programme last night, Barry O'Kelly, was being pushed and abused and appeared to have been assaulted. Drew Harris said that the Gardaí were standing right beside him, which is true, but they were facing a volatile mob, and the group, he said, were riled up, they were full of all types of abuse and hatred, and he said for the Gardaí to intervene would have escalated that situation, and he accepted the reporter was in a difficult and unpleasant situation, but he said he was standing close to the public order line, and he defended the Gardaí for not intervening when Mr O'Kelly seemed to be assaulted.
The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, was also at that ceremony in Temple Moor. What's she been saying to you?
Well, she described the level of vile racism, vitriol, aggression and violence in the programme as, quote, quite disgusting and quite sad. She said when you have this behaviour normalised, and she referred to the former US President Donald Trump making vile comments about migrants, she said that normalises it. She said society had to push back, but she said it was a small group of people and the small minority didn't speak for the vast majority, and she said they were determined to make the justice system work. She referred to the body cams the Gardaí have. She said 24 new judges had been appointed in the past 2 years, and they intended to appoint 20 more. She said they were introducing legislation for facial recognition technology and also to ban face coverings to identify people. However, she couldn't say when these proposals would actually be made law. And the interesting thing there is that she couldn't say if these proposals would be made law before the dissolution of the Dáil. And if they're not done before the dissolution of the Dáil, well, it effectively means that these proposals, solid and all as they may appear to be, will fall if they're not drafted into legislation and passed by the Dáil before the Dáil dissolves.
Since we came on air, Paul, there's been a new statement from the Gardaí. What are they saying?
Yeah, there's 2 points in it. First of all, they seem to be expressing frustration at the lack of cooperation in one area. They say in the course of their ongoing investigation into the events of July the 15th, and they had made numerous appeals for information and footage. They discovered that workers of a private company in the area had been wearing body cameras during the incident. And they said in the 8 weeks since the incident, this body-worn camera footage had not been provided to them. And to secure this footage, they sought and were granted a court order. So they also said it's a matter for other parties to comment on the reason why this footage was not provided to them at the time, but they're clearly frustrated by it. But they also say that RTE has been made aware of that court order and has given an undertaking to An Garda Síochána that it will provide the footage, its footage, to the investigation today, Friday. It says the Gardaí will then examine that footage for evidential purposes.
Paul, thank you. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds, who's in Temple Moor this lunchtime.